Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Don. How may I help?
Hi, Bertha Hayes here. I was calling to check to see about my ordering of Omax. I think the last time, and it might be close, that I got a ship date out was on 3/4, and I think I get them, it's on a 2-month auto. Payment, and if I'm correct, I'm thinking, let me see, January, February, March, April, I don't know, maybe that's wrong, May, June, but the last one I got a ship date of 3/4/2021.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to look at that for you. Could you please provide me with your zip code so I can get your account located?
48340.
Thank you. And could you please provide me with the spelling of your last name?
Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
And that was H-A-Y-E-S?
E-S.
Mm-hmm. All right, and that zip was 48340. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, 48340. Correct.
Okay, let's try a different method. I wasn't able to locate anything with those credentials. Let's see here.
I have, order information, order date, it was 3/4/2021. There was a GLF number, OM1949686, and then ship method, let me see, pick number, courier, and it just says 1 Omax, 2 box, 2 month, auto, and I'm just wondering, 2 months Omax auto, if it might have been canceled due to my credit card. But usually they'll send me a notice if they can't withdraw the funds. And I've been getting these for a couple of years.
Okay. So let's see. Could you verify your shipping address for me?
320 Lehigh Avenue, Pontiac, Michigan, 48340.
Thank you. All right, so I was able to locate your account in regards of our Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega Fish Oils that aid in joint health. Let's see. So it does look like there was a failed authorization. Looks like the credit card was declined when that's what stopped the automatic shipments. Would you like to update your payment information?
Yeah, I am trying to see here. I don't want to do that. If I got a letter from them, and I'm figuring that's probably what it was, and I didn't. It doesn't look like I got anything from your indicating failed. But yeah, I know it did because I lost my card. And generally, when they reach out to me in an email to let me know that it's not working. But anyway, I have a new debit card. As a matter of fact, the credit union closed it down because somebody compromised it and used one of my closed accounts. And so I had to get another one, and I didn't think about checking everything. So, okay, are you ready? I can give you that.
Yes, ma'am. Is that new payment method going to be Visa, MasterCard? What exactly is that going to be?
It's going to be a MasterCard, and the first 8 numbers are the same, 5114.
Okay.
0700.
That was 5114 beginning, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the cab after that?
And then 0700.
0770.
Mm-hmm. And then 0494. And then 5833.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And could you please provide me with the cardholder's name?
Bertha L. Hayes.
Hold on one moment, please, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the computer wiped the information, and that was going to be a MasterCard, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that was a MasterCard, and the first four were 5114,
uh-huh.
And then it was 0770.
0700.
0700, okay. Proceed, please.
And then 04. 94.
Thank you.
And then 5833.
5833. Thank you. All right. And the cardholder's name again, please.
Bertha L. Hayes.
Thank you. And the expiration date?
That is 0424.
That was 0424?
Mm-hmm. April of 24.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So I got your information updated here in the system. Would you like to go ahead and order your two-box subscription, being that that canceled?
Yes, and so, okay, so where would this put me, June, July?
Yes, ma'am, this would cover you for June and July.
Okay, and so the last one that I received then was for March, right, or did I?
Yes, ma'am, that was for March and April.
March, okay, March and April. And then May is gone, so it's just June, July.
Correct.
Okay, let me see. We discussed that with this one. Okay. All right. Let's start with June, July.
Okay.
Hopefully I can keep up with it.
And which shipping address are you going to be using?
They are, you know what? Let me send it to my, do they send stuff to P.O. Box?
Yes, ma'am. You have your P.O. Box on file as well as 320 Lehigh.
Okay, let's send them to the P.O. Box.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. And I won't have to worry about when I'm gone because I'm trying to get everything to go to my P.O. Box today.
And so is your billing address going to be the 320 Lehigh?
The billing address is, yeah, my mailing address. So it's the P.O. Box.
Okay.
I usually just have stuff, you know, that I'm having shipped to come to my home address. The stuff that can go to the P.O. box, I let that go. But if it can't, I'll send it to my street address because I used to have issues with my mailbox.
Gotcha. Hold on one moment, please, as I get you updated.
Okay.
All right, so I got you updated. And that was the two-box subscription that you wanted for the Ultra Pure.
Right.
Okay. All right, so that total is going to be $48.
Okay.
All right, and I'll go ahead and get you processed. All right, so the $48 transaction did go through, and it takes usually about 5 to 7 business days for that product to arrive.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
No problem. Is there anything else that I can do to help?
I think that's it for today. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a great rest of your day.
I'm going to do that, and you do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.